For many people, being able to own a Braille display to connect to their PC or a portable Braille note taker would make a huge difference to their quality of life and effectiveness in the workplace. Yet the cost of Braille displays is often prohibitive. That's where Bob Peterson comes in. Bob has embarked on a research project that hopes to make the cost of Braille cells plummet. I'm joined now on Main Menu by Bob Peterson of Peterson Research. Nice to have you on the program, Bob. Tell us what you're up to at the moment.
What I'm working on is I say Braille display, I'm talking about the individual cells themselves. So we could treat that in computer terms, we could think of it as a character font, an electronic device to display Braille characters. And right now, they're only available from a couple of sources. And most of the technology that's been pretty much accepted these days is the piezo technology, which you basically got a mechanism that can provide a single Braille character. It's a rather bulky device as far as mechanically speaking, because these piezo vendors have to have a couple of inches of length on them to get the proper motion to push the pin up and down. The technology is expensive, and you can only do a single line of Braille. And so all the Braille displays you see now are 40 or 80 or 20 characters, and again, they're very pricey just because of the way the technology is. And there hasn't been a lot of movement in that area. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to make a Braille device that would be less expensive, so people wouldn't have to get grants and so forth, to buy it, to be able to make a device at a price point that was similar to what you would pay for a suitably equipped monitor or any other technology that had some display capabilities on it. I also wanted a device that you could stack in any variety of rows and columns. So the outside dimensions had to be equal to the spacing, and I'm using the spacing for printed Braille as a guide. So you could have a device, if you want to do a full-screen computer display, you could conceivably do 24 lines, 25 lines by 80 characters. You'd end up with a very large display, but you could do any multiple of that. Or if you want to do a two-line calculator display or something along those ideas. So that's where I'm coming from. I wanted a simple mechanism so it could be mass-produced inexpensively, and be primarily made out of injection molded components and so forth. So it can be easily, so consumers, people making consumer products and so forth, they could offer a Braille option for their microwave ovens, for their calculators, for their clock radios, and it wouldn't be that much more expensive than putting in standard technology. And that would be my goal.
Where are you at with this technology now? Have you been able to prototype it, get some blind people to feel it, to get enthusiastic about it?
Well, I get people enthusiastic about it because, people think it's cool, it's a neat idea, and gee, they'd really like to have an alternative and make Braille inexpensive. I haven't built any full units yet because I'm still prototyping the cells. There are issues with that. And so right now I only have, a handful of cells that I'm working with that I'm completing the engineering on. It's not solenoid based, but it is electromechanical. I basically have a small motor under each pin. And as you do that, there are issues with how big of a magnetic field that you generate. And if you want to do more work, you have to increase the strength of this field. And as you increase the strength of this field, you're causing interactions between the cells, where the action of one cell could possibly cause some motion on the adjacent one. Mechanically, my prototype does function, but it's this balancing of the forces that's the design challenge that I'm working on right now, and I'm getting a very good handle on it. It's progressing quite well, but it's not quite there yet.
Funding and venture capital and all of those things that are necessary for a major technological initiative like that, has that been easy to come by?
No. Funding... I'm doing this, I'm basically, you'll see my website, you'll see Peterson Research. I'm Peterson Research. This has been a sole-funded, sole-executed activity for many years. And, that's one of the people say, why have you been doing this for so long? It's because it's very hard to get help. It's very hard to get funding, very hard to get support. I do have a partner now that's helping me out. But in the past, it's very difficult because, first of all, I'm an individual. I have no credibility. I have no credibility with any of the blind agencies. I mean, I'm not a manufacturer that's been making products for people for years. And so I can't go up and say, hey, I got this great idea. Do you guys want to look at it? So I don't get any feedback on that. There are federal funding funds, small business innovative research programs and so forth, things through National Science Foundation, Department of Education, and so forth. And they're all great programs, but again, they're not meant for individuals. If I was to apply for a grant to complete the research and so forth, as principal investigator, I'd have to pledge 51% of my time devoted to this project. So I would end up getting, you know, $10,000, $20,000 grant with a six-month time limit on it, and I'd have to quit my job to legally be able to do the work, because that's just the way the rules are. Now, there are, you talk to other agencies, blind agencies and so forth, and I understand where they're coming from, but they'd be more than, if I had a prototype unit ready to go and it was a prototype unit, because it was a one-of and it was expensive, to give them something that they could look at and they could evaluate, they'd be more than happy to purchase units like that and evaluate it. But to fund, you know, basic research on something that I can't show as a 100% functional prototype, you know, people aren't interested in doing that much.
So have you given thought at this stage to the way in which this technology would manifest itself in products? For instance, would you envisage some sort of portable note taker to rival the existing note takers that are out there, or like a monitor that you would plug in, maybe as a USB accessory or something like that? Do you have those kind of concepts?
Well, again, you have a cell. The cell is the size of a printed Braille character. So the spacing on the device and so forth is the same as it would be for printed page. If you were to use a metaphor of a seven-segment display, if you know what those are, if you've got a microwave or something like that, you're laying up the little lines to make letters and numbers get represented. Well, this would be a metaphor for that, but instead of lighting little segments, I'm pushing pins up and down. These devices, you can put them in calculators, you can put them in screens, you can put them in whatever you want. It's up to the integrator. If I'm providing cells to anybody who wants to integrate them, they can arrange them in any format they want. If they want a single line of 40 characters, they can do it. If they want a metaphor for a full-screen computer, they could. The whole idea is that I'm trying to make these at a price point that would be far less expensive than what's currently available, to make the technology available to everybody, you know, to make it so it's very, very affordable. And the integrators, the people that buy the cells, they can decide how they're going to use it. What type of, are they going to build a calculator with it? Are they going to take existing, you know, they could take, for instance, all the Braille stuff that's currently out there, all the electronic Braille displays. You know, if I could build my cells at the price point I'm looking for, you could take the exact same devices you have now and perhaps reduce the prices by 50, 60, 70% and still give them the exact same functionality. And that would be a big win right from the start without any, you know, redesign of interfaces or anything like that. So already you're getting electronic Braille out to more people because you've automatically made it more affordable. And then you can look at, I was told a long time ago by one of the blind agencies, as I started blue skying about, you know, ATM machines and calculators and clock radios and computers, and they said, just build the cells. People, you know, the blind community has been dreaming of applications that they could do with full-scale electronic Braille for years. Just, you know, just build the stinking cells and we'll take care of the applications. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Do you have a deadline in mind for when you hope to have this new type of Braille cell ready for mass production?
I would like to be in a position to start producing this. Like I said, things have started to come together a little better for me in the last few months. I'm going to know pretty much one way or the other within a year to be able to start manufacturing. So I'd actually have some, hopefully within a year, I'd be able to start putting out some devices that I could sample to, you know, people that are building devices displays and so forth.
Now, you do have an interesting website which goes into some technical detail as well as kind of a blue skies approaches to what's possible with this technology. Can you tell people where to find that to get further information?
Sure. The website is petersonresearch.com. The domain was created yesterday. I've been hosting it on AOL for a number of years, but it's now www.peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-E-N, research.com. The website, I do talk about my design criterion and specifications and so forth, and trying to be very open with the goals, and nobody has given me any problems with the goals on this. It's a very simple device, so hopefully that will make it, you know, less expensive to use. But there is one thing that there's actually a note on my site that says help me, and there is one area that I could use some support on from your listeners, perhaps they could help me with, and that's marketing data. The blind market, as it exists, is one of those great mysteries of the universe that nobody really knows so much about. And there is, when you talk about funding sources and so forth, especially these days with the employment the way it is and everything else, starting up electronic and manufacturing and saying you're going to hire people and so forth and so on, I'm not saying it's easy, but there is money out there to do it. And some of this is even sometimes pure grants where it's not loans and it's not payback type things, or even if you want to go and talk to venture capitalists, but they all want marketing data. And to try to tell people how many blind people there are, how many people use Braille, how many people would use this if it was available, what's been sold with Braille devices in the past and so forth, and that type of information has totally eluded me. You know, you can make research if you wanted to open up a hamburger place, you can get all the market information on hamburgers or computers or whatever you wanted on the planet. But the blind market is a very tough one to research. And if there were some sources for that type of information, it would be very, very useful, because it would certainly augment my business plan to have that type of marketing data.
And it's a very difficult one to verify in some ways, because in the context of Braille, I'm sure a lot more people would actually learn Braille if they felt there was an incentive to do so, if it was going to be much more widely available than it currently is.
Yeah, and I say that to folks, and they say, yeah, everybody says that, build it and they will come. But I do think that if the Braille is made more affordable and easy to integrate into products, that it will be easier to provide to everybody. People find it more affordable. Schools and agencies and so forth find it easier to create Braille education programs and all those things. So I think, like I said earlier, you know, I just have to get these cells running and go from there.
So what kind of information are you looking for from listeners who might be really keen to push this technology in any way they can? How specifically can they help?
Well, this is a worldwide market, so anybody that has information about potential actual sales data, if they had any for current Braille devices or Braille use in their area, or projections that they have, you know, if these things were available, I know there's a lot of, maybe not a lot, but I'm sure there's been studies made and so forth and so on. Anything, actually, you know. As long as it comes from a source other than myself that has some credibility, so these investors and venture capitalists or whatever can have something to chew on.